Hello, everybody. It's time for the weekly word. I'm excited because this is the week that we are ending the Gregorian calendar year of 2024. We're getting ready to step into 2025. We are into Hanukkah right now, the festival of dedication, lighting candles, and remembering the Lord our God, King of the universe. God is getting our hearts ready. He is kindling a fire and a flame for the brand new year. We're getting ready to step into a month of purification, the month of Tevet on the Hebrew calendar. This is going to happen on January 1st at sundown. January 1st, of course, is the first day of our calendar year, and it is the first day of Tevet, starting at sundown that night. So it's an exciting time because it's a time where God is churning a flame on the inside of us. He is saying, I want you to be revived in 2025 and learn to rest in double grace, which is in the year 5785. Remember, 5785 turned over at the beginning of October, Rosh Hashanah. We celebrated the three feasts. Then this is the feast of dedication, or the festival of dedication, which Jesus practiced as well in Solomon's temple. This is a time where God is pouring out the miracle oil. He is setting a flame and fire to who we are and where he is leading us. Remember, you're a sent one. He sends you to go forth and to be a carrier of the good news, of the message of the light and life of Jesus Christ in the world today. I'm expecting to see miraculous things happen in the month of January, or the month of Tevet, which is, Tevet actually means Tov. In the Hebrew, it means good. It's a month of purification where we also practice our first fruits giving. It's a very, very special time for giving, for praying, fasting, and giving. A threefold cord cannot be broken. I'm going to share with you more about that in the month of January. You're going to be able to watch videos on the power of first fruits this month. So this is a time of purification. Many are entering into fasting starting January 1st through the 21st, right before or right around the same time as the inauguration in the United States of America, when we put into position President Donald J. Trump is going to become the new president of the United States of America. So this is a very, very special time, this month of January. It's a time of purification. It's a time of cleansing. It's the time where we recognize that Esther was called into the house of Xerxes to begin her process of purification. So this is a very, very powerful time on the Hebrew calendar and on the Gregorian calendar. So this last day here, okay, because if you're watching this, you're seeing me on New Year's. We're getting ready to come into New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And so this is a very, very special time because I have a prophetic word for you as we enter into the year 2025. Yes, it's going to be a reset year. There's going to be a lot of things that are happening in the nations. You can listen to and read about the prophetic words that the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders has put out that shares what's coming in 2025. Very powerful word. But I just want to encourage you with a prophetic word in line with all of that, and that you shall be revived in 2025. And so since we know this is a year of double grace, it's going to be a time where God's grace is going to be overwhelming to you. It's a time of learning how to rest in God, learning how to enter into new levels of rest with Him. And so God's been showing me some very intensive things in the Word in regards to this month and where we need to have proper alignment. And one of the things that God is stressing this month is it will be in, let me take it to the scriptures, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, Jesus was questioned And the question came, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Okay, so people wanted to know what was the greatest commandment. And Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, this is a very, very powerful scripture because this is how God wants us to start out the year. He wants us to start out loving him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. And that the first commandment is the greatest commandment, okay? And so when we learn to recognize that the first commandment, and remember, this is the first month of 12 new months that are coming in 2025, all right? We're starting on the first day of January in 2025, which will also be at sundown, the first day of Tibet in 2025, or the Hebrew year 5785. And so it's a time where we got to get our focus on the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, your soul, and your strength. And so even though I just read to you in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. If you go to Mark chapter 12, the same question is given by the scribes, and Jesus answers, the first of the commandments is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So on the first day of the first month, we need to confess the first commandment, that we're going to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, what does that mean? That means handing ourselves over to God, surrendering ourselves as a living sacrifice, just like Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Become a living sacrifice unto God. Say, Lord, I want to dedicate myself to you this month for purification and for cleansing. Just like Esther started her process before going into becoming the queen of Persia, she entered into this time of purification. We need to enter into a time of purification. But what needs to be purified? Our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We need to be refreshed with the resting of God. See, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the garden and they were cast out, a curse came upon them that they would toil all the days of their life, toiling and spinning, okay? And all throughout the parables of Jesus, every time Jesus came to speak of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God on earth, he said specifically that we were to walk away from toiling and we were to step into resting. And why did he say this? Because he broke the curse, okay? Everyone who hung on a tree is cursed, okay? What that means is that we hung with Jesus, okay? So our old man, all right, our old regenerate spirit was put on the cross and died. It was nailed, it was buried, and then we were resurrected anew, and the Holy Spirit came to live now in our spirit man. We now become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The temple needs to be purified, okay? So the soul of the temple, the deepest part of the temple is the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies. That's where the Spirit of God burns. That's where the flame and the kindling of fire come forth, okay? But the soul, which encompasses the mind, the will, and the emotions, was also had all of the elements of the temple within it, okay? And so those elements of the temple, the menorah, the light, the altar, all the different temple special things that were inside the temple that were representative of Jesus, okay? And you can read about that in the book of Hebrews, all the specific things that were in the temple, the lamp, the lampstands, okay? These kinds of things, they represent the soul part, and the body represents like the outer part of the temple. So you have the outer part, then you have the inner part, and then you have the Holy of Holies, okay? And so your soul, or the inner part, needs to be purified. The mind, the will, and the emotions, okay? Now, that's very, very important because this month, as God is purifying you through praying, through fasting, through giving, through entering into rest, God is removing the toil from your soul. All right. And he is refurbishing your temple, and he is making the light shine greater. Now, this is so relevant to the first and second days of January, because we're still in Hanukkah, which is the festival of dedication. We're still in the time. We're in the latter seventh and eighth day, where the menorah burned miraculously for 8 days off of one vial of oil, which came from the fight that the Maccabees had with the Syrian Greek army. When that was finished and the temple was defiled, in order for purification to take place, they went to relight the menorah, and they only had one vial, but that vial miraculously lit for 8 days. So we're still on the seventh and eighth day here on Tibet 1 and Tibet 2. So this is an exciting time, because we're going to start up the brand new year with a brand new light. Brand new light in the temple, where the soul needs to be focused on loving God first with your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Now, the mind is also in the soul. Okay, so the heart, the mind, the soul, and the strength. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions, and the whole strength of your temple. Then when you position yourself to enter into that place of rest, and you're ready to go through that purification, you're going to be renewed, and that fire is going to come forth in a greater way. By the end of the month of January, you're going to be burning at new high levels of carrying the anointing of God on your life, carrying the glory of God, being able to walk in the spiritual giftings and the callings that God has given you, being able to answer where God is sending you this year in 2025. Come on, we're sent ones. Give me a high five. You're a sent one. God has a plan, a purpose, and a destiny, and he is sending you forth in 2025. You want to know where he's sending you? Listen, he's not sending a vessel that isn't on fire. He needs you to go and to light other fires. So you got to be on fire yourself. Now, when Adam and Eve were cursed, and they were cursed with a toil, that toil got deposited in their legacy, which is you and I, right? We are the generations of Adam and Eve. And only through our death, burial, resurrection in Jesus Christ, only through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, are we now a temple that is cleansed and is being cleansed. Okay, so both are true. You are cleansed, or you are purified in your most holy place in your temple. But then there is a cleansing that's taking place in the soul, in your mind, your will, and your emotions. That cleansing and purifying helps strengthen you in resting. Come on, somebody needs to write that down. I need to be strengthened in my rest. See, because resting means not fearing, not worrying, not having anxiety, not having depression, not entering every situation where you are concerned about the outcome, not having to control and manipulate everything that's happening around you, but instead trusting God and resting in his goodness. That's what Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden before they ate the forbidden fruit, before they were cast out and toiling became a part of their life. Now listen, God doesn't want toiling to be a part of your life. Toiling was a part of the Israelites' life when they were held captive by the Egyptians. But once they were released, God had to teach them how not to toil anymore. He had to put manna in their front yard. He had to put quail in their backyard, however you want to look at it. The quail was there. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. They got water from a rock. They saw all these miracles. And those miracles did what? They proved God's goodness and showed them that God was pulling them out of bondage, and he was positioning them for the promise. Now, this is very important. In the year 2025, as we step into the first 2 days of Tibet, all right, as we enter in now to this very, very special time, God's calling us to a new level of rest through double grace. God's going to give you some revelation, knowledge, and wisdom. A new movement of grace from head to toe. coming upon you where you're open to receive the revelation of rest. Come on, somebody needs to high five me right now. You need to say, Candace, I want that revelation of next levels of rest. See, if you're going to be an ascender in 2025, you got to learn how to rest. Ascenders don't toil, because the ones that are toiling are looking down, but ascenders are looking up and they're rising up. They're living in the kingdom of heaven on the earth. They're living in the kingdom of God on the earth. They are following after the parables of Jesus. They are living at the next levels of what God promised Adam and Eve, but was stolen from them. And then, as a result of the curse, they carried out that bondage until Jesus came. Okay, so Jesus, the great deliverer, who at his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension properly positioned all of us to live at the next levels of ascension and of heaven. Come on, I know you're getting excited right now. So what's got to change is you've got to develop a new love for God. Lord, let me do the first commandment. Come on, this is the first month of 2025. It's the first day, right? You're getting ready to enter into the first day, okay? This week, the first day. So let it be the first day and the first month that I dedicate my temple unto you in the festival of dedication. And I position myself to be one that rests, one that puts out my hand and say, I'm just receiving from you, God. I'm receiving from you. And whatever you give me will kindle my flame that I might be able to give out from here. Listen, you want to learn about the amazing blessings that God has given you, the heavenly vats that are open to you, grain, wine, and oil, then you need to position yourself to be in this place receiving. That's what Adam and Eve were stolen from, was those moments with God in the garden. But Jesus redeemed us that we might have that back. Now our job is to be trained to live in rest. Come on, you need to write this down. Say, I need to be trained to live in rest. I need to be strengthened to live in rest. As I love the Lord thy God, the Lord who is one in my soul and my mind, with my heart and with my strength, I am doing it from a place of rest. People that believe God enter his rest. That's Hebrews chapter 4, right? Why did those who were in bondage miss it even during the 40 years in the desert? Because they refused to grab a hold of the double grace, the grace that causes them, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, to enter in again to the rest of God. So I want you to start off your brand new year resting. Come on. You're not going to start off working harder. You're going to start off resting. Listen, how does a candle burn? It just simply burns while it's resting. Do you see a candle doing anything? No. It sits as a candlestick and it burns a flame, and it just keeps on burning and keeps on burning and keeps on burning. And that's what God's calling you to in 2025. Listen, we got a lot of work to do for the kingdom of God, but we do it through resting and receiving. Come on, you rest and receive, and then you give away. That's what keeps the fire aflame. Be revived in 2025. Let the fire stay kindled in 2025. How does it do that? It learns to rest. You learn to rest in what Jesus has done and what he's continuing to do in and through you. Now, when you rest, you have to know that God is taking care of everything. All you have to do is hear and see. You need to recover your sight, see and hear properly, and God will tell you what to do, where to go, who to call, who to see, where he's sending you. You don't have to make this happen. Then he gives you all the resources to do all those things he's telling you to do. Come on, folks. I know you thought you had to work really hard. You don't. You rest, and he is then empowered in and through you as the great light and life of the Holy Spirit in you that pumps you day and night, bringing you everything you need. Listen, do you know that God likes it when you co-labor with him? He doesn't want you to be independent. Okay, I knew that especially if you're from a European nation or from the United States of America, we grew up being very independent. You go and you be independent, right? You go, you get yourself a job when you're really young, you do this, you do that. And listen, there is nothing wrong with hard work. That's not what I'm saying, okay? But this is a mindset. We're saying work hard while you're resting. Imagine that. So as we grow, we gain right principles for living. And in those principles, we then begin to start doing everything ourselves and working so hard we burn ourselves out. That's how the flame gets burned out. But what we need to be teaching the younger ones, once we actually get it, is that because of what Jesus has done, now we simply do as he's telling us to do, but we do it with all of his rest and power and kindling flame of fire, his dunamis right there. Come on. And it's not hard. It's simple and it's easy. So we receive and we give out. So your work is to rest and then to do that which you have received. So you rest and then you do that for which you have received. Okay. God's not going to ask you to give out what you didn't receive. See, he's not asking you to be a giver with a deficit. He's asking you to give from what you received, and everybody's received something. Okay. You've been given something. So from what you've received, then you give out. Now, listen, this is a powerful month for giving. This month of purification is praying, fasting, and giving. And I teach you that in the messages that I'm going to bring forth on first fruits all throughout the month. I'm going to strengthen you to know and understand the power of first fruits. And you're going to first yourself here on January 1st or the 1st of Tevet. You're going to position yourself to be in the goodness of God. Now think about that. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Now listen, God says that he wants us to love him first, right? That's the essence of the commandment. Love him with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 says, the essence of the covenant that we're supposed to be living in is in accordance with Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and might. Whoa, we're going to add might in there. Strength, okay? The strength of God empowering you is what you're going to love God by. See, he supplies all of your needs. Now, if God is bringing us into a good land, and he's giving us a good land, then he's going to give us everything we need to manage the good land, okay? And see, it has to be this way. Come on, get your ear a little closer to what I'm saying. It has to be this way. Because God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That's part of who he is. That's part of his character. So he has to be the one that supplies all of our needs for the next thing that we're going to do, or else he doesn't get the credit for it, okay? He set up the system that he should be trusted for who he is. But Satan wanted to destroy the trust, and he did that right in the beginning in Genesis chapter 3. He destroyed the trust between God and Adam and Eve, and therefore between God and humanity. But Jesus bought it all back. So now we have an ear to hearing the goodness of God, and now making decisions to move forward in what God is saying without fear or worry or concern, because God makes provision for that which he speaks. He has to, or he's not God. All right. All throughout the scriptures is a story of the Israelites that were set free from their bondage. It's a story of the legacy of Adam and Eve, which is humanity being set free from their bondage. And God did it a variety of different ways, but the final way was when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who shed his blood, was buried and resurrected on the third day, and then ascended 40 days later, and then the 50th day sent us the Holy Spirit to come and live on the inside of us, to kindle our flame every day. So listen, God is looking for his return. He is looking for his return, as in his return in the earth, but he's also looking for Jesus to return and rule, right? Okay, so that word return can be used a variety of ways, but God wants to get a return on his investment. You're his investment, okay? He paid a lot for you, and he paid a lot for you to be dependent on him. I know this is weird. I know we've been taught we're supposed to be super independent, but listen, don't mix independency in being one who labors well and obeys and does what you're supposed to do with being independent as in sin, okay? So the fall of man made us independent from God in a negative way, but Jesus redeems us and makes us dependent upon God in relationship now, because we've been reconciled in relationship, that now we do all things together and we can work and move and live and breathe and have our being in God, that our life is hidden with God in Christ, that these are the things that God has given us. The greatest blessing that you will discover in your walk with God is that you can just rest and he takes care of the rest. You can rest and he takes care of the rest. And guess what? He doesn't call you lazy, all right? He doesn't call you lazy. He doesn't call you one that doesn't work hard, okay? And what I mean by working hard is there's nothing wrong with hard work. It's the heart attitude that goes with the hard work. You can work hard and have your flame kindling high, and you can be burning for God, and you can be sent to all different places, and you can be giving to max levels, and you can be doing these things, but it's not a drain on you. It's because there's overwhelming grace flowing to you that is the unstoppable, impossible, unbelievable grace of God that then causes an overflow anointing. God wants the overflow for you. Now, a purified vessel will carry the light and life and overflow much easier than a vessel that is struggling with itself. So this is why we purify ourselves this month. We want to hear God a little bit better. We want to develop new lifestyles. The whole world is going to go through New Year's resolutions, and they're going to write down their resolution, and then by February they would have broken it, okay? If you're going to write down your resolution, resolve to rest and to learn a lifestyle of resting in God, where he becomes your provider in every way, where you begin to walk in the measure of the fullness of heaven, where you begin to be a living sacrifice that is living in obedience to the commandments of God, not because they're hard work, but because they're simply a result of resting in him, and the Spirit is then obeying and doing what is necessary in order for the kingdom to be made manifest in the earth. Come on, God needs you right now. He's sending you out. Lift your hands right now. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you for these senders right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, you're sending them out. You're sending them forth. You're sending them to go and to build and to strengthen and to uproot and to tear down and to bring forth the kingdom of heaven in the earth. You're calling them to make change in 2025. You're calling them to be the change. And so, Father, I just praise you and I thank you. Let the ascenders who are cinders, excuse me, go forth in the name of Jesus. Ascend to send in the name of Jesus. Ascend to send. I'm encouraged right now in the name of Jesus that you're going to learn to live in the realms of the ascension as your sent ones. That is the place of rest as you are being sent. I'm excited about this year. God's got great things. Don't let your flame burn out. It's be revived in 2025. Learn every principle you can for revival in this year. I have one more scripture for you. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12, God talks to us about taking our promised land. And this is what he says. He says, I'm going to bring you into a land that I care for. He said, a land which the Lord thy God cares for. Who cares for it? The Lord cares for the land. I know he put us in charge, but he cares for it. So it's a union of the two of us doing it together, us listening and receiving, and then him doing it. And then it says, the eyes of the Lord are always upon this land, from the beginning of the year, even to the end of the year. Now guess what? God's eyes are on you and your temple from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. We're ending 1 year, and God is rolling you over into the next year, and he's going to care for you from January 1 to December 31st, the entire year. And all the Hebrew months in between that Gregorian calendar year, God is going to care for you. So that's what it says. But who cares? God cares. He not only cares as in his heart cares, but he cares as in his resources are given to care for the land. So see, we're part of caring for the land. We are part of the land. We are the land, and then we carry and possess the land, and we carry what God gives us that he cares for. Okay, this is mutual here. In your homes, in your jobs, in your kingdom business, in the land that you're caring for, you're not caring for it alone. He cares for it. So lift up your hands and say, let me receive all the resources that you want to bring to care for this that you've put in front of me, Lord. And God's put something in front of all of us. But listen, it's not for you to run this race alone. It's not for you to do it alone. It's not for you to possess it alone. He brings you into the good land, a land flowing with milk and honey, because he cares for it, not only in the retrospect that he cares by his heart cares, but he cares with his resources. You're one of his resources, as well as all those are flowing to care for your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your city, your state, your church, your nation, your nations, whatever it is, God cares more than you do. Listen, do not worry. You will win this race because he cares more than you do. Whoo, I'm getting excited. From the beginning of the year all the way to the end. Hold on to those. And listen, I want you to pass on this video. There's a bunch of people that need to see this. They need to know that God's word is be revived in 2025, and there's a way to do that. Your soul has to come into alignment. And listen, if your soul is out of alignment, spend the month of January in purification, in fasting, in prayer, in giving to make this happen. Sign up today to start a new class. You can join us in our Dream Mentors Basic Biblical Life Coaching classes. Come on, it's still time to get into one of these classes. Let us walk you through the process of soul cleansing, but not just so you can be cleansed, but so you can be cleansed with the flame of fire that you can be sent as a voice in the kingdom. Because see, we're going to give you the tools and the strategies to help other people. This isn't just about you getting clean, okay? This is not some self-serving Bible school, all right? That's not what this is. This is a coaching school. So we're going to coach you, and then we're going to teach you how to coach others. Listen, you're going to walk away from this thing, not only transform yourself, but helping others. We have apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, fivefold ministry leaders all over the world that are taking our classes and have taken them for up to 20 years. We've been hosting these classes, and people are being discipled and trained, and they're going out to help others. This is amazing material. Our 12-week classes, they're starting. I think the first ones are starting January 6th. So you're seeing this now. So get online, go to dreammentors.org and sign up today. We're going to hook you up with a coach. We're going to get you ready so you can begin to take these classes and walk away with a credential. And then we've got other classes where you can learn all about the temple, supernatural things, kingdom things. Listen, there's all kinds of stuff. How about the mantle of God? Do you want to understand the mantle that God has given you? He is sending you. Remember, he is sending his ascenders. You got to learn both. So then when you sign up for the Biblical Life Coaching School, okay, Dream Mentors, you get my ascension class for free. Every single month, you get to come on with me for free. Now, if you don't sign up for the Biblical Life Coaching, then sign up just to come to the Ascension classes because they're amazing. You get to be with me twice on one day a month. Okay, so this year, it's going to be January 6th, 2025 at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time. No matter where you are in the world, you can join in for one class or both classes. I'll be on the line for an hour and a half. I'm going to bring you a prophetic word according to the Hebrew calendar. We're going to talk about a key for ascending, and then we're going to help properly position you for the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you for 2025. Come on, I'm going to stretch you. I'm one of those coaches. I stretch you. But listen, you're going to start ascending in 2025. Those who ascend are sent. Those who ascend are sent. Come on. This is what God's saying this year. You got to get ready for what he has. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you need to grab a hold of that now. Start off the month of Tibet, this beginning of the year, keeping up with the prophetic revelation every day. People all over the world tell me how they read my book every day. They pray through it. They say the declarations. There's a scriptures every day, but it keeps them in alignment, not only with the Hebrew calendar, but what God is doing in the atmosphere every single day of every single month of every single year. These prophetic revelations were tested for 5 years, and the same ones came about every single year. So there is miracles that are happening. You need to get on board with this. So grab a hold of my Hebrew calendar book. You can go online to CandiceSmithman.com or go to Amazon and pick that up. I also have a new one called His Sufficiency for My Authenticity, 8 Keys to Authentic Relationship with God and Others. Great book if you want to learn how to be authentic in 2025. Learn how to talk authentically to God and authentically to others. Learn to let go of your masks. Learn to get rid of the things that you've been wearing that are false, like falsely controlling, manipulating. How about fears, anxieties? You want a little bit more joy in your life. You want to know that Jesus is your reputation and not exactly what you do every day. You want to put on next levels of faith. That book, His Sufficiency for My Authenticity, get a copy today. Go to CandiceSmithman.com, or you can also get in on Amazon. All right, I've talked enough. Listen, let me pray you out of here, because I'm going to launch you into 2025. Father, I praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, I lift up my friend today. I say, receive the impartation for rest and for double grace and for ascension in 2025. Kindle anew a flame within the soul of your mind, will, and emotions. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, might, everything that's said in the Word of God. And know that God cares for you, and he cares for that which you care for, and receive all that he has for you so that you can step in to 2025. I just remembered one last thing I got to remind you of. Join me on January 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Ascension Conference in Canada. I'm going to be with my friends Barry Miracle, Joshua Fowler, and Isaac Petrie. You do not want to miss this. I'm so glad I did not forget to tell you all this. Get there by plane, train, automobile, cross the border, get into Ottawa, Canada, because there's going to be a huge time of impartation. You want to learn how to be sent, then you got to learn how to ascend. You're going to hear from all of these voices on techniques and understanding strategy straight from the Word of God, where God is speaking about kingdom, how to ascend, and you're going to be set and ready for the sending that God's going to be doing. Come on, I got fire on me right now. You got to get yourself to Canada. At the sound of my voice, make a plan, buy a ticket. God's going to get you there. Why? He cares for you, and he's ready to send you in 2025. So go to barrymiracle.ca, get all your information there. We got hotel rooms available. We got all kinds of stuff you need to get signed up today. It's free, by the way. So we want you to come and see us. All right. I love you guys. God bless you. You're going to send with me in 2025. We're going to high places. All right. And I'll see you next week for the weekly word. Share this with a friend and be blessed.